Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Well, it's time for a new batch of NaNoWriMo Every Month. I'm really sorry that I fell off the wagon on this, guys. I got really sick. And then I was at a conference, and then I got really sick again, probably sicker than I've been in my entire adult life. But I'm back now, and back with a vengeance, just in time for the start of this NaNoWriMo. First off, I wanted to tell you I am in Story Bundle's NaNoWriMo Writing Tools Bundle this month. It's available from StoryBundle.com from now through December 22nd. This is an annual thing Story Bundle does, and it always does really well. It brings a lot of resources to a lot of people, and this year is no different. There are writing and business books by myself, Mike Resnick, M.L. Buckman, James A. Owen, Christine Catherine Rush, Bob Meyer, Jody Lynn Nye, Bill Fawcett, Michael Waite, Eric Mizell, Dean Wesley Smith, Jude Wilhoff, as well as a whole bunch of discounts for things like Juto and the Writer's Cafe. It's great stuff. So if you're looking for a new crop of writing books to help stimulate your business and your craft thinking, this is the place to go. It's a name your own price deal, so go on over, check it out, storybundle.com/nano. Now, there's a few dangling threads going on. First of all, there's a pile of questions you guys have sent in, which is fantastic, and you'll be getting those questions throughout the month. There's also the remaining episodes of the series on Hadrian's Flight, which I'm going to keep doing. But in the process, I have, by dint of timing, wound up in the midst of another NaNoWriMo, this time actually falling in November. Now, for months, I've been trying to figure out what to do this NaNoWriMo, because last year when we started, I did a 30-day walk through the basic structure of a novel and where you should expect to be on every day. I didn't expect that I would actually be doing a NaNoWriMo myself this year. I just expected I would be doing my normal writing thing and that the timing wouldn't probably match up because I'm working on a series of much bigger books that don't fit into a month comfortably even at my writing speed on a good day. However, as I've been writing what was book 3 in my Cabra Con Ascendancy, which for those of you that listen to my fiction podcast, podcasts as the antithesis progression, I hit a point in the book where I realized that I actually was missing a book in the series. This has happened to me before. This happened to me with the Clark Lantham books. About halfway through writing Silent Victor, I realized that there should have been another book in the series before Silent Victor happened, and there was character development that I needed in the series in order to continue writing Silent Victor. So I stopped Silent Victor, jumped back a book, and wrote Smoke Rings, which became book 3. I released Smoke Rings first, because I finished Smoke Rings and then went back to Silent Victor. In this case, I'd gotten far enough into the Reeves directive to be really, really into the story, and I was dealing with some continuity stuff, so I had to refer back to the first book. As I was reading through the parts I needed to refresh myself on, I realized that the first part of the first book is in fact the tail end of a different book. Now, when I wrote it, I actually wrote it that way on purpose, but I was early enough in my career that I didn't realize that by doing that I was implicitly making a set of promises to the audience that the series then does not fulfill. Not only that, but as I read through, I realized that there were some readability issues caused by the fact that the world was not well drawn enough early on. It's fuzzy when you're reading through. What exactly is going on with Joss Kyle and all his adventures? Why he defected in the first place? It eventually becomes clear, but it's the kind of thing that shouldn't be a mystery. This is something that happens early on, evidently, with a lot of writers. I've heard from a number of teachers that I've taken writing classes from that they had this problem when they were young writers and whatnot. Which is that in order to create a sense of suspense, you have the notion that withholding information is the way to do it, but you're so early in your career, you don't quite know what information to withhold, so you withhold information that makes people confused. And that is, in fact, what I had wound up doing. And actually, I think if you go back and you listen to the podcast, you'll see evidence of this, because if you listen to the feedback shows, people were writing in early on with questions about the world that I was enjoying because I was like, haha, my suspense is working. But upon retrospect, they're questions that someone shouldn't have had at that point. They're kind of grounding questions. These are the things you learn as you get better. The other thing I noticed was that the writing style changed abruptly at the end of part one. These books are broken into parts, 4 or 5 parts per book. At the end of part one, the writing style changed abruptly into the writing style that carries through for the rest of the book. But the first part of that book, the writing style is very different. It's too different. And at that point, I realized I had a couple of choices. I could either leave it as it was, which from a business point of view is not a very good idea because I'm promising the readers a whole set of things that I'm not delivering on, which is also kind of artistically crappy. Or I could rewrite that first section of the book. And that's what I started thinking about doing, but as I worked it out, I realized that there was a lot of story in that first section that I skipped over that I didn't know about at the time and that really should be in the first book of the series, rather than holding it for books 2 and 3, as had wound up happening. Again, the false suspense thing was it. You know, I want to carry my readers through with genuine suspense. So I actually pulled a friend of mine aside who's got some big series. The difference between a big series and a regular series is a big series has single story running through, and it's a big series because it requires that much room to tell a single story, which is what this series is. In other words, it's a novel that takes 6 books to tell. I pulled him aside and I said, look, I've got this problem. And as soon as I started describing it, this big grin broke out on his face and he said, oh yeah, yeah, I've had to throw away 50,000-60,000 words at a time out because of stuff like that. And I said, what? What? And he said, look, when you're doing a big series, the way that you have to approach it is different than when you're doing a series of individual books. And what you've got here is a big series. So you have to treat it as you're writing it, even if you're releasing volumes as you go. And then he said, which you shouldn't, you should hold them all till the series is done and then release them. But then he continued, you should, even if you're releasing volumes as you go, you should keep in your head that the entire series is a live object and treat it as one long book. You put in the structural features that you need in order for each book to stand on its own, but you treat the series as a live book. And the reasons why were immediately obvious to me because I'm in the middle of dealing with it, so that's what I decided to do. I decided to chop off that first part, copy it into a new document, and use it as the basis of a new book one, which I'm redrafting completely from scratch. I came home, I told my partner, look, here's what I'm going to do. And she said, oh, thank God, I've been worried about that. So, long story short, I know, too late. I'm doing a NaNoWriMo this month, instead of being in the middle of a long book that takes 2.5 months. So because of that, I'm going to be giving you updates as we go, as well as doing the regular questions and continuing the Hadrian's Flight series. Please continue to send in questions, but also feel free to send in questions about what's going on as I'm writing this one, and also comments about what's going on with you as you're going through this month, if you're doing a NaNoWriMo this month, which you should always feel free to do any month of the year, because this is NaNoWriMo every month, but you know, this is where we started. It's kind of fun to treat it as an event, at least for me. Anyway, I'll be back to you tomorrow with another episode of the Hadrian's Flight series, and then questions after that. The final announcement I have is that we now have a sponsor. BundleRabbit.com is a site that allows you to curate bundles yourself and put them up for sale, or to join bundles. It's a sort of author connection marketplace. If you imagine how ACX connects voice actors to authors, well, this connects authors to other authors to create bundles to cross-pollinate their audiences. They do time-limited bundles on their own site, and they do time-limited and or long-term bundles that they distribute to the major marketplaces. It's a really cool site, and you should check it out. It's a good way to build your audience and to network with other authors. The pay is prompt, the payout rates are very good, and it's a lot of fun to use. So, BundleRabbit.com, and join up and check it out. Meantime, me, I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.